112. When you became the leader, eventually the winner.
Doug had a real fast car tonight. I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep up with him. I wasn't laying back. I was actually running pretty hard. Just we got lucky when they had that caution. I was able to have a restart with him. Excuse me, and I think his car went away a little and he come off four and he got into a wall here on the front stretch going into one. And I think it jolted him where he lost his line into one if he hadn't made that little mistake or got into whatever he did. I don't think we'd have beat him. He's a tough competitor. He's had a struggle this year, but boy, he came back this week with vengeance. He's been tough. He's fast time. His car was rolling. I'd like to take a minute to thank all you guys for coming, all the fans, all the people, John for putting the show on, my sponsors, Race Car Engineering and Giggles Auto Parts, and then all my crew, my girlfriend Donna, and the family, everybody that's here. I just appreciate all you guys.
You know, seeing coming tonight's racing action as a points leader, how big is this victory tonight to seal up this 2006 points championship? Kate Pierce, the only driver behind you, trying to get close to the championship. He started tonight second to points. He's in his third tonight. How big is this win for you in the points challenge?
It's big. I mean, you get points, and we're leading, and it helps for certain, but I felt like I got one robbed from me a few races ago out here, and kind of sweet revenge. Last year, I came to this race with two cars, a limited and a super. A guy broke a rear end in practice, and I didn't know it, and I hit the oil and hit the wall with this particular car and trashed it out, never got even qualified. So to come back and win, it's pretty awesome.